So today on the Writers series, a lot of people ask me, Lori, what is your writing process? And I'd love to tell you that it's this amazing, inspiring process, but it's not. Here's my actual writing process. I get an idea or someone asks me about an idea and I go, I don't know if I can do that. How do I do that? And then I feel bad. And then I go take a walk or whatever. And then all of a sudden it comes to me and I'm so excited. And then I share it with someone. I go, here's my idea. And I think that I'm ready to write it, but I'm not, because the next day I'll say, okay, so I'm going to write for 2 hours on this. And then I don't. I will do anything. I will vacuum. I will bake bread. I will clean out the closet. I don't write. And then I feel guilty because I didn't write, shockingly. And so the next day I'm like, you've got to write. Sit down and write this. And I sit down to write it. And then something intervenes. The cat barfs. I have a work thing that takes longer than I think it's going to. I don't feel well. Who knows what it could be. So now I feel really guilty. And then I berate myself. You terrible person, get up and write. And then I feel so bad that I go take a nap, take a walk, take a shower to feel better. And then as soon as I do that, then I sit down and I write the whole thing. Now, you would think after all of the years that I have been writing, and I've been paid as a writer since I was 18, so it's not like I just started yesterday. You'd think after all these years that I would skip the self-flagellation part, but I don't. That's how I write. So I hope that you have a more kind and gentle writing process than I do. But whatever it is, how you write is how you write. And I hope it goes well for you today.